Let's talk about good effing sex. You know what that is to me? And that is when my partner and me come at the same time. That really is the top of the mountain for me. And I think that's because it rarely happens. And that's because there's an orgasm gap. Women take a little bit longer to come than guys. It's just a fact. But I have a solution for you, and that is Promescence Delay Spray. Their delay spray is not just for guys with PE, okay? It is for any guy who wants to last longer in bed without having to worry about lasting longer in bed. And that's because it's not going to numb you out, and it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your partner, they have a whole line of women's products. I recommend their warming gel. They also have lube and condoms, and they sell supplements called Vitaflux that are going to make you and your partner hornier. I had a guest on recently who talked about Vitaflux and how her guy was taking it and he got all horned up, okay? So listen, not only does her guy and I recommend Promescent, over 2,000 medical professionals recommend Promescent too. So go get yourself some. And for listeners of this show, you're going to get 15% off your whole order. So order up, okay, when you do place your order, because you're getting a 15% off anything. All you got to do is go to promescent.com/strictlyanon to get 15% off your whole order. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description, click on the link, and 15% is going to be automatically applied at checkout.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course I'm not going to air it, okay? I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice, okay? But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. You could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode, or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad-free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons. Patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month and I feel like you get a lot for that. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. So today I have on Maddie. Maddie's super interesting. She's a young girl. She's only in her 20s, but she's a mom. She got pregnant young, married young, divorced young, and then she became a topless maid young. She's also hooked up with couples and girls and, you know, went through a hoe phase and was dating a married guy that she found out, and she tells all those stories on this episode. Like I said, she was married, got divorced, and then after that, she started hooking up with a couple. She talks about the details of that. She's into women. She's into men. So she hooked up with them together, them solo. She gives a lot of stories about that situation. And then she talks about how and why she decided to become a topless maid. And she talks about all her experiences. Like, I ask her a lot of questions about that because I just really want to know, like, how does that go down? And she explains it all. She explains the different kinds of guys that have hired her, the different kinds of experiences that have gone down, what she will do, what she won't do, what winds up happening, what guys really do. She did send me in anonymous pics over on my Patreon. I got those over there. Her story is super interesting. So I'm going to get right to it and be right back on with Maddie.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Maddie. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, your confession has made it onto a confessions episode. You are a topless maid. Meaning, like, yeah. You go to people's houses. It's a service you work for that someone hires you as a cleaner to come over, and they know for a fact that you're going to be cleaning topless, just walking around topless, cleaning, bending over, cleaning topless.
Yeah.
And I know that you do a lot of other crazy sexual things. You have had threesomes and you do all kinds of kinky things as well on top of that. But I don't know, where should we start with you, Maddie? You sound super young. How old are you?
So I'm only 26.
Okay. How did you get into this profession?
So I was married for 5 years.
Oh my God. Where do people live that they get married at 21? Like, where are you from that people get married at 21 still? Like, you live in the mountain someplace?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. I'm in a small town of Alabama. So.
Oh, okay. So people get married like that young still there?
Well, I did. I don't know.
I guess there's nothing else to do. Nothing else.
Yeah. Well, I got pregnant very young.
Oh, really? How old were you?
I was 18 when I got pregnant. And then I had my baby at 19. Mm-hmm. So I was, our families were like pushing us to get married. And honestly, I think that was the worst mistake. So we decided to obviously get a divorce. And I've been divorced for about 3 years now.
Wow. Is he still in the child's life and stuff? Do you guys have a good relationship?
No, not at all. We do not have a good relationship, but it's okay. I enjoy being a single mom and being able to do the things that I do and live up in my 20s. So after my divorce, I kind of knew that I was different in the whole sexual world. Like, I wanted more. I wanted to explore and just go out there and see what I could get myself into. And so I actually met this couple, but they weren't like actually a couple. It was like a sub and dom kind of relationship. So I ended up doing a threesome with them.
Okay, but wait a second, Maddie. You just can't, like, you just met a couple. Were you at a bar and you met a couple? Were you on an app looking to hook up with a couple? Like, how do you meet a couple that's like that turns into a sexual experience with them?
So I did meet them off of an app.
Okay, so when you get divorced, you like decide to go on an app looking to be a unicorn for a couple?
Yeah, I don't know if I was looking. I don't honestly don't remember if I was looking for specifically to be a unicorn. I think I was just, you know, just exploring and just seeing what was out there. I've always been into girls. I've hooked up with a couple girls like in high school. But I know after my divorce, I really wanted to have a sexual interaction with a female. And so it was hard just finding a single female that wanted to do stuff. So ended up coming across this couple on an app, and I can't tell you what app it was. It's been years now. It's been about 3 years. So me and the couple ended up having a threesome. And then later on, we kind of just did separate things. Like, I ended up seeing the guy, and then I ended up seeing the girl too separately. And so that's really how I started getting into it.
Yeah, but let's walk a little bit slower through that story, because you're super young. You have had hookups with girls, but I'm assuming you were never been with a couple. This is a very new experience. What were they like? Were they hot? Were they older, younger, around your age? And what were they looking for from you to fuck them both?
I think the guy was mainly looking to just mainly watch me and her, but then he ended up joining. And then she was younger. She was actually younger than me. So she was like 20. And at the time, I was 23. So she was a little bit younger. And he was older, like, I want to say like late 30s, 40s, almost like early 40s.
Were you attracted to them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My nickname for him is Lucifer.
Like, why? I know this is. Why? Because it looks like demonic, but hot.
I always come up with nicknames for everybody.
Yeah, so. I was that way. Yeah. There was one time where I went to meet up with one of my nicknamed people, Booty Calls, when he lived in San Francisco. Yeah. And his name was San Francisco Guy. And my sister's like, by the way, can you tell me San Francisco Guy's name? Like, all these years, I don't even know who he is. And like, you're going to visit him. Like, I should actually know his real name. Nobody had real names. Everyone has nicknames. So why, obviously, did he have a demonic vibe about him? Like, why did you call him Lucifer?
Well, have you ever watched the show Lucifer on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, he looks like the guy. Like, that's why I just come up with Lucifer. But yeah, he's very attractive. Mm-hmm. And so was she. She was definitely my type. And now I've kind of made a type based off of her, because she was great. Like, we still have a good relationship to this day.
So what's your type now with girls?
Small and blonde. I don't.
Spinners? You like little spinners?
Yeah. So after it kind of ended, because like he went his separate way and then she went her separate way, but then me and her were still in contact, but now she's dating this guy and she's moved in with him and they're doing good. So we don't have any sexual relationship anymore, but I do still talk to her.
Spring has sprung and the summer's just around the corner. Now, I don't know if you're like me and you're totally hornier in the warmer weather. Well, if you are, then you need to download the Dipsy app. Dipsy is an app full of short, sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They bring hot scenarios to life with killer soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about all kinds of super hot and super heavy hookups. They literally have hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release content every week. So in between listening to your fave stories again and again, you could always find something new to explore. They also have sleep stories and wellness sessions and sexy written stories as well. And they also have what I love most about Dipsy, their jump to the action button. So if you're super horny and you want to get right to it, you just press a button and it takes you right to where the action starts. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. Or just go to the description, click on the link, and get 30 days of free access. Good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Right, but you don't hook up with her because she's with a new partner. Maybe they don't play that way.
Right. He doesn't really like that, so she doesn't do that.
Okay, but tell me about that first experience where you actually did hook up with them. Like, let's go back a little bit. I mean, you wind up, this is the first time you're going to be with a couple. You got a guy mm-hmm. and a girl. You've never had that kind of threesome. Like, what went down and how was it?
I was honestly very nervous.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. So it was, I was kind of shocked at first, like I met them at a bar and then we were talking and they seemed really cool and they were nice to talk to and everything. And once I felt comfortable around them, they came to my house because he had a roommate and then she had also had a roommate. So I was like, I don't have anybody at my house, so y'all can just come to my house. And I don't know. And now thinking back, I'm like, why did I do that? I don't invite people over to my house anymore because I'm like, I don't want anybody to know where I live.
Yeah, crazy.
I don't know. I guess I was just in the heat of the moment kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like taken aback whenever we got in and he just looks at her and goes, strip. And she just takes off her clothes. I was like, whoa, okay. Are we going to warm up or anything?
Well, he's the dom, right? You said they were like, yeah, have this dom sub thing going. So he's the dom and he's going to instruct her.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's just standing there totally naked in front of you. And like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And then she just comes on to me. And so we start doing our thing. And mm-hmm. then he ends up joining. And then after I started getting into it, I started feeling more comfortable and it was actually a really good experience. But yeah, like after that, we talked for a little while and then they left. And then we ended up doing that again a couple weeks later. And then after the second time that we did the threesome is whenever we kind of started seeing each other separately, and then he started becoming my dom a little bit more. I don't think it was to the extent as he was with her.
Mm-hmm. But did you like being dominated by him?
Oh yes, that was 100%.
How would he dom you? Like, how far did you take that?
It was basically just testing things I like and things I didn't like. I do know I like being told what to do in the bedroom. So I did find that out. I don't know why. I think it was like whenever I first hooked up with him and then he looked at her and goes strip. I think that was like an instant turn on for me. And I don't know why. I don't get it. But now I've kind of wired myself that way.
When you saw him say that to her, you'd want someone to tell you to go fucking strip. This is kind of what you're saying.
Yeah.
That was hot.
Yeah.
And then when you would just be with her solo too, and what was that vibe? Were you more the dom? Did she like, did you dom her or were you guys just regular together?
Yeah. So at first we were just regular. The first time we hooked up, like it was super vanilla. We didn't use any toys or anything like that. And then the next time we used toys and then like I noticed she was trying to do a little more than I wanted her to do. So that's when I started like dominating her because I didn't like what she was doing.
Yeah.
So, and then I realized, hey, I like this. But then I tried dominating a man and I did not like that. So I was like, I guess I'm just submissive with men, but then dominating with women. So
that makes sense. I could see there being a switch like that.
I could not dominate a man. It's just, it did not click well with me.
But with this couple, you didn't need to do that because you're dominating her. He's dominating you. Those are the roles they had before you got in the picture anyway. So that everyone was probably super happy. But eventually that fell to the wayside. How long did you hook up with them solo and stuff?
So solo, it's been probably maybe a year and a half since I've seen him. And then her, I actually hooked up with her probably about, it's been probably about 8-9 months maybe.
No, but how long did you hook up with them? Like, how long did you guys hook up for?
It was probably a year or so.
Oh, okay. So you saw them for a while. They weren't together anymore mm-hmm. when you were hooking up solo?
No, they kind of broke up, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't really know the verbiage for that, because they weren't like actually in a relationship. It was like broke up. But so after, I was still kind of doing my own thing in between hooking up with them. I went through a really bad, they call it the hoe phase. I went through a really bad phase where I was having like a new guy every night. Not every night, every weekend I had the new guy that was I was hooking up with, and of course used protection. I can't do it without it. But yeah, and I don't talk to any of those.
Was that like right after your breakup with your guy, or was that during that time when you were seeing this couple? Like, why do you think you went through a hoe phase?
Yeah, right after my divorce, when I was still seeing the couple and seeing them separately and stuff, I was still hooking up with other men.
So maybe you were like reeling emotionally and stuff. And so acting out a little bit. I would do that when I would break up with people. I'd go fuck a lot of people to try and get my mind off of it.
Yeah, it was just, emotionally, like, I never got attached to any of them. But was dating after we kind of broke off with the, after I broke off with the couple, I started dating this. And it was terrible sex. So I ended up like cheating on him with another girl that I met at a bar. And then now I'm actually still friends with her to this day. Still, like, I'm friends with her too.
Do you still hook up with her, or that was just like a one-time deal, or like you were just doing her the whole time you were with that doctor?
Oh, I hooked up with her like maybe 3 times when I was dating him, and then once whenever we broke up.
Okay.
And now she's married and has a kid. So I was like, that was really fast, but okay.
Yeah, wow. That's people in Alabama, I guess that's how they roll. So wait, so you're hooking up with that girl. You're still going through your hoe phase. How long did you wind up dating the doctor? Not long?
We dated for 6 months.
Okay. Now, when do you start doing this whole maid thing?
Actually, was dating a different guy after I broke up with the doctor. I waited like a few months, and at that time I didn't really have much of a sex life. I kind of calmed down a little bit, and I was like, I need to focus on my career, focus on my kids, focus on just building myself and my life and everything. So I ended up finding this guy on like Facebook dating, which I will never use again. So I ended up dating him, and we dated for almost a year. We dated for 10 months this past year. We literally just broke up in January. But he was the one that kind of pushed me into having an OnlyFans. And then I made my OnlyFans, and then I was scrolling through TikTok, and this girl, I don't know if you've heard of her, it's like Sammy something or whatever. She does all kinds of crazy stuff, and she cracks me up. I love watching her on TikTok. But she was a topless maid, and I was like, that's a really good idea. I haven't heard of any here around Alabama or the area that I'm in. And so he started pushing me to do it, and he works security. So he was like, I'll just go as your like security guy. And so I was like, okay. Like, most of the time, the other topless maids that I have looked at and looked into, and they always have a security with them that sits in the car. But he was a little more controlling. He didn't want to sit in the car. He wanted to go in and meet the person and make sure that everything was okay. And I was like, you just need to sit in the car. Like, these people are not going to be comfortable with you sitting in there. Like, while I'm walking around topless.
Maybe he got off on that.
Maybe he did.
The guys are into that shit. Why else is he in there watching you clean houses topless? He's seen your tits before. This is your boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but so you got to rewind a little bit, because I was thinking, like, you work for a company that is like, hey, we supply topless cleaning people. But no, that's not the case. You started your own little business. Like, where do you advertise? Mm-hmm.
So mainly like FetLife, and then on my OnlyFans, which I do want to end up starting my LLC, but I was just testing the waters right now. I'm just trying it out and seeing how it goes. But now I'm having like more clients, and so I'm starting to get more business. So yeah, I'm going to have to eventually start my LLC and everything.
So you start an OnlyFans, and what are you doing on your OnlyFans though too? Because you're saying now you're like, you're promoting there. What do you wind up putting on your OnlyFans? Because you started that before you started topless cleaning people's houses, right?
Yeah. So right now it's just pictures. It was just like a little side thing. I don't make a lot of money off of it. So I was just like, yeah, it's just a little fun thing for me to do. So right now it's just pictures. One of my friends is coming over like this weekend and is helping me make a video and stuff. And so we're going to add more content. I'm going to add more content on there, but they're going to help me. So
who's they, and what kind of video is it going to be?
This is going to sound weird, but it's actually one of my best guy friends. We're going to get like a tarp or something and just play with some whipped cream. But me and him don't have any like sexual relationship, so it's not like that.
But you're going to pretend to be into each other on camera?
No, he's just going to hold the camera. He's just
Why are you picking him? He must be jerking off like immediately. I mean, like, has this guy ever seen you naked?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he has? So you're just friends? You never had sex, but... How have you guys like seen each other naked? I don't know. Can you just explain a little bit?
I've never seen him naked, but he has seen me naked plenty of drunk nights because I do stupid stuff.
What do you mean?
We was drinking one night, and there was like, I don't know. We just made stupid bets with a bunch of our friends, and we would just play with some pliers, and I just had my nipples pierced. And so he was like, I bet this would hurt. And of course I'm drunk. So I'm like, try it. And so that's how he ended up seeing my tits for the first time.
Okay. So it's just like drunken stuff where you're getting naked in front of your friends and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So it doesn't really bother me because I'm pretty confident in my body. So I don't really care, but I don't know. I've never been attracted to him. I think he may be attractive to other women, but I'm not attracted to him at all. But I don't know if he's attracted to me, but I'm sure he is. He's made comments before about me being so pretty and all of this. I'm like, okay, thanks. Like, it was, I don't know. But at other times, we just talk like we're bros or something.
Yeah, of course. He doesn't want to. I mean, he'll probably throw that out there every now and then just to test the waters, but he doesn't want to ruin your friendship. But, you know, he's a guy, and if you're that hot, he probably wants to bang you. You know, it's just the way that it goes. Like, there is that thing, like, can guys and girls really be friends? Yes, I've had a lot of guy friends that I never fucked, and I was friends with them since high school, my whole life, and we never did. But if I wanted to fuck them, would they have fucked me? Probably. I think the girls hold the cards in that scenario most of the time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I just feel like it would ruin everything. Like,
everything, honestly. You're right.
Yeah, I don't like mixing the two. Like, I have another guy friend that's like that. We haven't been friends as long as me and, you know, my main best friend.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't been friends as long, but there is no way that I would, you know, ruin a friendship.
Yeah, and you definitely could ruin it with something like that, you know, for sure. So I think, if you really dig this guy and you like him and he's cool enough to stay friends with you and not, and no, even though he can't fuck you, just keep it there. You know, you've already been through a whole phase. You realize there's tons of guys out there you could bang. Don't bang your best friend.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Even though if he was listening to this, he's like, fuck you, Kathy. You're like cock blocking me right now. He's probably so mad at me right now. He's like, Don't tell her that. But listen, I just wonder, though, you are, though, putting yourself in a position if you're, I don't know, this whole OnlyFans video thing that you have set up with him, shit could happen. You're going to be like rubbing whipped cream all over yourself and getting horny. And if he's the only guy there, something might wind up happening. You never know. Don't you think?
I don't know. Do what?
Why did you choose him? Because it's such a personal kind of experience, no?
I don't know. I feel like I can't ever get the camera correct on how I want it. And I only have maybe three friends, close friends, that I would trust to not tell my family.
This is another conversation where he's like, Kathy, shut the fuck up. Like, it's in the books. I'm going there. I'm going to get to see her getting down and dirty. Don't tell her not to have me do it. Okay, let's move on. All right, so you're going to be starting to add videos to your OnlyFans. I get that. So now I know that you got into thinking that you want to clean houses topless because you saw that this was a thing on TikTok. But how did you know where to advertise? I know that you said OnlyFans, but I don't even know how you had people on your OnlyFans and where you knew that they were from. How did you get your first client?
So FetLife. I've been on FetLife pretty much since I was with the couple, because I wouldn't say that's how I found them. I want to say I found them off of something else, but they introduced me to FetLife. Mm-hmm. So I've been on FetLife since I was with them. And then I put my OnlyFans on there. And then I was like, once I started thinking about the topless maid thing, then I put an ad on FetLife. Mm-hmm. Well, after doing, like I said, I did a ton of like research on it, like the prices these girls would use and stuff like that. And most of them were cleaning. It said topless, but they would wear panties or thongs or something like that. I just go in sweatpants. I put my prices down a little cheaper. And then it was like maybe a week or two later, I had one guy hit me up. It was like, hey, how much do you charge? And then like we worked out the details and everything. So I have a 2-hour minimum. Like, you have to book me for at least 2 hours to make it worth my drive, worth my time.
And how much an hour?
So it's $150 an hour.
Okay, cool. So, and do you really clean? Do you clean as much as you can in that time?
So they provide the cleaning supplies and they give me a list of things to clean, and I don't clean bathrooms. God, that's disgusting. I'm not going to do that. But like, I don't clean the bathrooms, but yeah, they just provide a list of things to clean. So my first client was actually very weird, and I was actually thankful that my boyfriend did walk in and check the place out and everything, because he was very, and so I told him before, you know, that I had my 2-hour minimum. Mm-hmm. And we get there and he only hands me like $100. I was like, so do you want only like 45 minutes? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, but you were supposed to book for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, so I was kind of pissed about that. But actually, when we first got there, he didn't even answer the door for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And so I started to leave. And then he messaged me. He was like, no, come back. And so I was like, okay. So I ended up going back, and that's when he gave me the $100. And they have to pay up front within 10 minutes of me greeting them.
Right. But maybe with this guy, you were happy to get the fuck out of there after 45 minutes. He was so creepy, no? Yeah. Like, would you want to be there for 2 hours? I'd rather take less money and get out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after meeting him, I was like, okay, I'm good with 45 minutes after meeting him. So he was like standing around and just staring. And I was like kind of feeling awkward. And my boyfriend was like looking at me, like shaking his head slightly, and I was like giving him eyeballs.
Oh my God.
But then we ended up making a joke out of it. So I started talking to my boyfriend, and we was just like coming up with different scenarios. And I was like, oh, so how's your wife and kids?
Oh, with you and your guy, with you and your guy while he was watching you guys.
Yeah. So it was. It was fun. We ended up having a fun time out of that situation, so it would be less awkward since the old guy that booked my 45 minutes. He wasn't talking. He was just standing there. And then about 30 minutes into it, he ends up falling asleep.
The guy?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't asked you what your tits, like how great they are or whatever. You know what? You got to kind of give me your stats.
So yeah, they're about, I wear a 34D, mm-hmm. and they are pierced. So I will say, I think I have pretty nice tits. So.
And they're real.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And if you're 34D, you're probably very small, too, with really big boobs, right?
I'm 5'8".
So you're tall.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you're 34D, you have very big, pierced boobs, real. That's your first experience, one and done. So then tell me more experiences that you had after that.
So I almost didn't want to continue doing that. After that, I was like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Yes. I could see why.
So my boyfriend ended up having to work the next time that somebody wanted to book me, like a couple more weeks later. I had another guy message me and he was like, I'll totally book you for the whole 2 hours you're wanting. And this was actually a really good experience. It was actually funny. So my boyfriend had to work and I was like, well, I was thinking to myself I didn't have security, but I was like going to make this guy think that I did, because I'm obviously not going to somebody's house without some kind of protection. So mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, so I have security on call and they get a cut or of my money or whatever. It just kind of helps me look better.
Yep.
To my clients. So so I get there and he ends up like greeting me at the door, and he was wearing a hoodie, an oversized hoodie, but wasn't wearing any pants.
You're fucking kid. Well, he's kind of probably thinking, no. You have no shirt on, so I'm going to have no pants on.
Well, I told him prior. God. I was like, I just want to make this clear. I do not hook up with my clients. Like, I'm not going to have sex with you. I just want you to know that. Like,
yeah, that's smart. You don't bait and switch. You're not like pretending that there's going to be something more just to get that cash. You're letting them know straight up, like, you do not go farther, because I'm sure some people do. And especially because you're walking in there topless, you really have to let people know the boundaries, because they might think, oh, you got your top off, I could do whatever I want. It's no. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, before, like when they do book, I do send them a list of rules. And the very first one is you're not allowed to touch.
Yeah.
At all. Mm-hmm. That's my main rule right there. No video, no photos, no. And then limit alcohol use and stuff, because there was one time that this guy got really drunk and that was a bad experience. But back to the guy that wasn't wearing pants.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That kind of threw me off, and I was like, oh, okay, well, this is your house, I can't really tell you, hey, go put pants on. So yeah, it was kind of awkward at first, but he ended up having like really good conversation. He did not make me feel awkward at all. He actually ended up having a wife that had no idea that he was booking me. And I was like, how did your wife not see that she's missing like $400 out of the bank? Like, how, if that was my husband, I'd be like, hey, what did you do with this $400?
Yeah. How do you know he had a wife?
He told
pictures?
Me, like, yeah. And there was like pictures of her and him. And it was very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, just don't tell my wife about this. I was like, okay, I don't know your wife. I'm not going to say anything. Like, of course not. I'm getting money out of this. I don't care.
Yeah.
But then he said he would pay me extra if I jumped on this, like, trampoline that was inside of a little tiny trampoline. And he wanted me to jump on it.
Did you charge him more for that?
Yeah, I did. So there was that. And then...
was this guy like jerking off? I mean, like, cause he's kind of like naked already.
He kept his oversized hoodie on the whole time, but like he was completely soft the entire time. So I don't know. He ended up sending me like a dick pic after I left, and then he was hard. So I'm sure he was jacking off after I left, but I don't know how he states off the whole time. But then he was, I don't know, he was like begging me to sit on his face and stuff. And I was like,
oh,
dude, like,
God.
No. Like, that was right before I left. While I was cleaning and stuff, I thought everything was good and we were having good conversation. And then he was wanting me to sit on his face and stuff. And I was like, no, you know, I've already told you I'm not gonna do anything like that with my clients. But then he apologized. He was like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked that. I don't know. We just kind of ignored that. And yeah, so, but I did end up going back to his house a couple times and cleaning, and it was basically the same scenario. He talked really good whenever I was cleaning and stuff, and a lot of it was laundry. I think he didn't want to do laundry, so that's what he hired me for.
That's not bad. You just did some, what were you doing in between the laundry, though, walking around and then cleaning other things?
Yeah, so I just vacuumed and I swept and mopped and yeah.
And the whole time he's just like following you and talking to you. Is that what goes down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was one guy, the client after him, now he was a lawyer. So he had a really nice lake house and he was like, I'll pay you extra, which he did. He did tip me very well. But one thing I did not like was he ended up getting really drunk. And I was like, yeah, like, yeah, that's not gonna fly with me because I'm coming here sober. Like, I don't know. I just felt like that was a little too risky. If I didn't know how he was, you know, he could have got aggressive or something, and I didn't have security with me at the time.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, you have to be very smart about situations like this because there's a lot of gray area and there's a lot of fucking creeps out there.
Yeah.
And you're a woman. A man is always going to be physically stronger than you, right? Guys don't understand what it's like to be a woman, you know, when we go out places or you're going to meet somebody. Men have more power over you at the end of the day just because they're physically stronger beings.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Have you ever had a couple hire you? Is it always guys?
No, I haven't had a couple yet. I actually would love to clean for a couple just so that way. My thing is conversation. I like having conversation. That's my main, the main reason I like cleaning is because I could sit there and talk all day.
Yeah, it sounded like it. When I said, so they walk around and follow you and talk and you're like, yeah, it sounded like that's like the fun part of it. You like that, right? Instead of just
cleaning.
Yeah,
I love getting to know these people and it's fun. But I would love to clean for a couple just because I can talk to the woman more and most of them are men.
And now that guy was married because you could kind of get a gauge on this guy by just walking into his house. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
How many of these guys' houses do you see like family pics or are they mostly single guys?
There's been two that I've seen like family pictures of. The other ones have been single and they're like single older men. I've one guy, I haven't seen him yet, but he's on my OnlyFans and he wants me to clean an RV for him. So he said he's not married. So it's men like that want me to clean for them.
Yeah, that's what I would feel like. That one guy was the one guy the only married guy?
No, the first guy was actually married.
The creepy guy that fell asleep?
Yeah. Yeah. So he said that he was married, but they were separated and she was like living upstairs and he was living downstairs.
That could very well be true if he was an old man.
Yeah, I honestly didn't see any pictures of her. If he wouldn't have told me, I wouldn't have known that he was married.
Right. Or maybe there wasn't a wife up there. You don't know what the fuck was going on upstairs.
Yeah.
He didn't let you go up there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of glad I didn't. There's no telling. Like, he was just creepy all over. If I went up there, I'd probably end up being murdered or something.
Yeah, I mean, do you ever walk in and they're like hoarders or do they have nice houses? Are they really messy or is it just all across the board? Like, you just don't know.
It's all across the board, honestly. One guy that I clean for is very OCD, so there's really not much that I have to do. I think he just likes to sit there and talk to me.
And see your tits, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's really the only super clean house that I've been to is the guy that's really OCD. The lawyer, the lawyer that I've cleaned for was kind of like that. He was super clean too, but there was more for me to clean and stuff. So like, it's all across the board.
And what about age? I'm trying to just get the demographics of the guys. What about the age and the looks?
Now, there's only been like two guys that were like maybe early 40s or something. Like, the youngest one that I've cleaned for is who's the married guy that was 32.
Oh, so most of them are old.
Yeah, they are. Most of them are. But there was only one guy that was in his either late 30s or early 40s that was very attractive that I probably would have hooked up with if I wasn't professional. But
yeah, keep it clean. Keep it professional. That's smart. But wait a second. I was going to ask you that too. You know, out of all the guys that you've cleaned their houses, do most of them all try to hit on you, or do most of them follow the rules?
Most of them follow the rules, but they'll still hit on me. And they're like, most of them do want to touch and they want to do stuff, but I'm like, again, no. It's just because I've gotten to where I'm very picky with who I sleep with, but that's completely separate. Like, my business is completely separate than my sex life.
Now, do all your friends know that you do this?
Yes. The only people that don't know is, of course, my parents. Even my sister knows.
Right.
So, yeah, most of my friends know. Yeah, so I think everybody knows except for my mom and my dad. So
yeah, they probably don't want to know. Let me ask you, don't let them know. Let me ask you this. Do you have regular clients? Or are they typically one and done? How much are you making a good living doing this?
So I do have a main job that I go Monday through Thursday that I work. On the weekends is mainly whenever I do my topless maid stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll do it while my kids are in school. So I do have 3 clients that I'll clean for every other week. So I do have some weekends to myself, but those are my only reoccurring, is those 3. And then I have a bunch that are just one and done. Now the one and done, if it's the first time I'm going to their house to clean for them, I may end up using one of my weekends that I normally would have free.
Right. Just because you just want to make the money and it's just a one-time deal. But and so every time, though, like, typically you're making $300 a pop at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, when I do have to travel a little bit to like bigger areas like Birmingham, or one guy was in Montgomery, but he was going to pay me very well. And he did, which he paid me for the drive. He paid me for the hours that I was there. And then he tipped me afterwards. So I ended up walking home with $3,000.
No way.
Yeah.
Did he have a nice house? Or did he just like,
did
it seem like he gave you his last $3,000? No, he did have money.
He did. He definitely had money. He was a big time lawyer.
Oh, the lawyer guy. Okay. So he paid you well. Now, how many times did you see him? Just once?
I have seen him twice, but he's not one of my like main reoccurring that I see very often. The last time I saw him was like last month.
Right. But is he the one that you said was cute or no?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
He's very attractive.
Married? Is he one of the married
no,
ones?
No, he's not married.
Oh, okay. And he's got a nice house.
I wish he was. I wish he was married. It'd make it easier not be attracted to him.
Yeah. So you must get excited when he hits you up to come over. Does he follow you around and talk to you too? Is that what everyone does? They just walk around?
Pretty much everyone, they're like the creepy guy that the first house, him and then another guy that I had, he would just sit there and watch, which of course I try to ask questions just to get a conversation going. And then he would just do simple answers like yes, no. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm just going to keep doing what I do. But most of them, yeah, they'll just walk around and talk to me and stuff. So.
And your guy, you got that guy all the time with you, or now you don't go with him anymore?
No, I don't go with him. Actually, my guy best friend that is going to help with my OnlyFans, sometimes he'll go with me and just sit in the car.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah, make sure you protect yourself, because this is like a dateline in the making. It just takes that one person, And those kind of guys, the kinds of guys that like murder people, this is the type of thing that if they saw your ad, they'd be like, oh, I could probably murder this girl. You know what I mean? So you gotta just be careful.
Yeah, I'm very big about protection.
Yeah, trust your instincts too. If you ever walk in anyone's place and you're alone, no matter what, and you feel like this shit ain't right, fucking walk out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's on my list of rules that I'm allowed to leave at any time that I feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I haven't.
And somebody always knows where you are, right? Like that guy's either waiting outside or he's inside with you. It's never like you were going on a call and nobody knows.
Oh, yeah. Somebody always knows. And then me and my sister always have Life 360 and she also always knows where I'm going. And then most of the time I will have somebody that's a guy. Since me and my boyfriend broke up, which is a totally different story. That'd also be a good story
Why?
To tell you too about my ex-boyfriend that ended up having a totally separate life.
Well, what did you find out? We got 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes left of that story. We made it through
married.
All the maid stuff, right? Oh, he was married? Oh my God. How old was he? Was he like a 25-year-old married? Because I don't consider that like real. I don't know why.
He was 35.
So he was really married.
Yeah, he had been married for 5 years. He has a 4-year-old daughter that he doesn't claim is his, but it looks just like him. I had no idea who he was, apparently.
How long were you with him for?
We got together April 1st of last year, and we broke up in January this year. So it was almost a year.
And the whole time you had no, let me ask you this, okay, because hindsight is 2020, right? Mm-hmm. There had to have been signs that he was married. Looking back, are you like, oh, that's why he could never see me on the weekends, and that's why I never saw his house during the day? Or what were those tells that you didn't realize then, but you realize after?
Yeah, so he kept everything deleted in his phone. That's one of my like red flags. And I'm not the type to go through somebody's phone. Like, I'm not about to pick it up and go through it. But he always kept everything like completely clean, like weirdly clean. So that was a big sign for me. He actually ended up living with me, but he didn't have anything to move it. Like, there was no furniture. We was using all of my furniture and stuff. So it was kind of odd. I don't know. It was like one big mess. Looking back, I'm like, what was I even thinking?
We all make those mistakes when we're young. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know what it makes for? A great fucking story. You know what I mean? What is a life without a messy story? I can't stand these fucking people. And I get them all the time and I see them in comments because I have people on talking about their real lives. And then you get these assholes making comments like, oh, I can't believe they did this and they did that. It's like, what's a life lived that hasn't by a person that's made no mistakes? I would call that a boring life. Okay.
That would be very boring.
At the end of the day, you don't want to do things that are going to get you killed. Yeah, like we've already went through why you need to really protect yourself and stuff, but you gotta have some good stories, and that's what being young and dumb is all about. Getting those stories. I have so many good stories and they're all about me being a train wreck mess, you know what I mean? But like, I don't look back and regret it. How else do you learn shit? We all wind up with an asshole, if not more than one asshole in our life. We've all been taken. Shit happens. And like I said, look at it like it's a good story. How did you wind up finding out?
I had lost my phone. And so I just picked his up to call mine and I saw a text message.
And what was it like? Hey, baby, bring home the baby milk for the baby.
No, it was just like she had said, okay. And I was like, well, who is this?
Yeah.
And then I started scrolling up through their messages and he had said, make sure you file married so we don't have to pay taxes this year. And I said, what? File married?
Oh my God. And then when you confronted him, did he try to double down and deny, or did he cop to it?
No, he just owned to it. And I was like, okay, well, I don't think this is going to work. And he was just like, yeah, I'm married. Right. Okay, cool. So I was going to be nice and give him a couple weeks to move out of my house, and which he literally didn't have anything. He just had some clothes here and had one tiny little dresser. That was literally it. That was all that he brought. So I was like, well, I was going to give you a couple weeks to get yourself and get out, but now you've only got like a couple hours just because he wanted to call me a raging bitch. And like, it got crazy. It got really crazy.
He didn't try to hit you or anything, did he?
No,
Okay.
no.
He was just mad that you found out and he got busted, really, is what it was. And
Yeah.
he's trying to
Yeah.
turn it around on you. What is he mad at you for? He was just caught cheating. I don't understand.
So I'm not a jealous person. I'm okay if we had a relationship and we were open about not being monogamous or like you wanted to go see this other girl. Okay, cool. Honestly, like, I don't care. But the fact that it was like behind my back and secretive, I don't like that. I don't like the lies and the secrets, and that's just not for me. Like, I'm an open book.
Right.
So after I found that out, I threw his phone down, and then I went to my best guy friend's house. I went to his house because he had his kid that weekend, and so I was just playing with the kid, trying to get my mind off of everything. And my kids weren't at home that weekend. And then I came back, and that's when he was like, "Why are you being such a raging bitch?" And I was like, "Okay, bye. Like, you're out. You can't just call me a raging bitch after you're the one wrong here."
But you shouldn't have stayed with him anyway. So that's just live and learn. You
No.
know what I mean? And normally, when you,
Yeah.
and I've done that too myself. So it's like really the minute you found
Yeah.
out that was going down, it should have been bye-bye. You went
Yeah.
back for more and then you get an asshole because the guy's an asshole. You know what I mean? This is who he
Yeah.
is. You already knew that.
Yeah.
Listen, Maddie, what do we call you? Maddie, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Maddie, be careful doing what you're doing, okay? I watched Dateline my whole life, and I'm going to continue to watch Dateline. And 5 years from now, I don't want to watch an episode with the topless maid who one day didn't do the things that she said she was going to do and just went because maybe there was, who knows? There's always that one time someone doesn't really sort of do what they normally do. Don't ever divert from your rules, okay? No matter what, no matter money, no matter, oh, I just have free time. Don't ever, because like you are doing something that could be super scary and you just want to be doing it on the up and up. And I don't want to see you on Dateline one day. So be extra super careful and never don't be careful. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course.
Okay, please. I don't want to see you on Dateline 5 years from now. But anyway, good luck with that. Do me a favor because a lot of people on my Patreon are going to want to see your boobs. Don't send me topless pics. Okay, you can put those on my Patreon. Okay, people on my on my Discord. I'll give you free access to my Discord. They have Titty Tuesdays over there. They like you're allowed to post whatever you want. That's for people to send their X-rated stuff to. But for me, if you could send me like hot pics of yourself, anonymous ones for my Patreon, like even whatever you put have on FetLife. Maybe to show
Yeah.
them, that'd be cool. And send those to me sooner than later because this will definitely be up soon. And then, like I said, when your episode airs, I'll give you access to my free Discord and you could do whatever you want over there.
Okay.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much for calling in and get me those pictures sooner than later, like I said, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'll send them later today.
Yeah, you
Okay.
have to. All right, cool. Thanks, Maddie. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about, or you just have a really super interesting life story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly.